Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
TMS is brought to you daily by the support of our patrons at patreon.com/TMS, like Tom Sherwood, Max Trollbot, Beep Bop Boop, and Evan Malone. Coming up on TMS, no cavities, have a hot dog.
Cutest super spreader event.
Charge the dentist cancellation fee.
Walmart Christmas concert.
Red on Claire Light.
Yes, show tomorrow.
Between me and the hygienist.
Calling Marie Cohen.
Summer Sandal Santa.
Chubby little lymph node.
Simply singing a novelty Christmas song.
The fish aspect does not help.
You get no toothpaste, no toothbrush, and no Lieutenant Yar.
Dunaway on an island with an alien and a gorilla.
Playing defense with Travis and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Confessions from the No Bra Generation.
Without a bra, I'm shapeless. Who can wear a bra under halters and plunges and still look natural? Help!
First of all, people hate spiders.
The Morning Stream. We're not toys, we're action figures.
Good morning, welcome to TMS. It's The Morning Stream for Tuesday, December 12th, 2023. I'm Scott Johnson with Brian Ibbett. Hello.
Yellow.
Just realized that none of our Patreon pre-show recorded, which means that's just my own. It's my own little mistake. Not a big deal.
You know, I can go back and get it. Twitch will have an archive if you want to just rip it from that.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll go. Don't worry, everybody. I will extra jump through a hoop today to make sure you get your shit. All right.
Ripped from today's Twitch.
Damn straight. It's good to have you here. We hope you're all doing well. I have some good news. Prior to this, we had mentioned that there was going to be no show tomorrow due to a dental visit and procedure.
Yeah.
Well, that got changed. Instead of me canceling, the dentist did, and I charged him $75 cancellation fee.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, that's a really good point. Why can't we receive something on the other end of
that? I know. In fact, there's an entire Seinfeld episode about this where he goes in for that massage and they cancel on him and he's like demanding the fee and he never gets it. Well, I don't think I'll see it either, but my dentist had something come up and said, "Can we change it?" And their original plan was just, well, let's bump it 2 hours. But I'm like, I got DTNS. I can't do that. I can't bump my whole day for this.
Right.
That meant we could do TMS.
Oh, you're fine sacrificing the morning stream.
Well,
but
in that
DTNS,
case.
DTNS. Oh, can't disappoint Tom.
In that case, we would have done TMS, and then I would have had to leave and then come back and then screwed Tom up. So I'm like, you know what? Can we pick a different day? And they said, well, he's back on the 19th. And I'm like, all right, we're doing that. We're doing it the 19th. And that day, it's like in the middle of the afternoon. It has no effect on TMS. Everything's good. So cool. Be here tomorrow. There's a show. Unlike all the announcing I did prior to this, there is a show tomorrow. All right? But the opposite of pod fading tomorrow, whatever that
is. We're pod opaquing. Waxing.
Yeah.
Pod waxing.
Yeah, we're pod opaquing. We're pod waxing. We're pod focusing. Firming. Pod firm. That's good.
Yeah, we're pod firming.
We're pod firming.
I'm glad you reminded me because I went to the dentist yesterday and I was like, oh my God, I've got to remember to tell this story on TMS tomorrow. And if you hadn't reminded me about your dentist appointment, I would have forgotten to talk about it. But because I didn't even put it in our top topics. Mm. And we've got a lot to talk about in our top topics.
We do.
So had my cleaning yesterday and get in there and A new woman comes to the, you know, comes out to the lobby and says, "Hi, Brian." And I'm like, "Oh yeah, it's me." And I get up and follow her in. She's like, "Yeah, your regular Mary Beth is not here, so I'm going to be doing your cleaning today, and hope that's okay." And I'm like, "Oh yeah, of course. I mean, what am I going to say? No, I want my regular."
Yeah, get out of here, lady. Piece. I don't want you.
But I say, you know, right off the top, I you know, show her my little iPod Pro case and say, "Hope you don't mind me having iPod airs in my ears while you're doing this, because I, you know, I need something to focus on," and it kind of drowns out the sound of the ultrasonic. And she's like, "Oh no, everybody does that, totally fine." I'm like, "Cool." And I say, "I have it on transparent mode, so if you need to tell me to," and I make the joke, I said, if you need to say "Brian, please stop biting my finger," then I'll be able to hear you and I'll be able to stop biting your finger.
Yeah. She laughed. Or sensually sucking her middle finger or something like that. Whatever it is, Brian does. Whatever Brian does at the dentist is up to him.
Whatever, it's between me and the hygienist. Exactly. What goes on in that little room.
Exactly. No limits. It's all fine. Yeah.
So we start the whole process, and I put the AirPods in my ears. I fire up and listen to the episode of Fly on the Wall, where David Spade and Dana Carvey talk over Martin Short and Steve Martin for an hour. Mm. Actually, they did a really good job of letting them all talk. As a matter of fact, it's mostly Dana Carvey, Martin Short, and Steve Martin. David Spade is like just kind of listening in and chimes in every once in a while.
Is Dana Carvey doing okay? I know he lost his son.
I don't know. I'm sure this was recorded beforehand.
It might be. I think he's still not doing new episodes yet or something. Yeah. His older son passed away. Yeah, it's awful. Anyway, continue on. Sorry.
So I'm listening to that, and then she just starts having like a regular conversation, but it's not really even with me. It's more like, you know, she gets up to get a different tip for the scraper deal or the Sonic, and she's like, "Oh, let's see, is it over here?" And I can hear her, and I'm thinking, well, do I need to pay attention in case she's telling me to do something? And who knows? So I'm trying to listen in. I have my thumb on the volume button of my phone. I really wish I had one of the new phones that I could assign the side button to be a pause button for my music instead of turn the phone off.
Yeah, you can program that.
That'd be
thing,
perfect. Though. I could just pause it and then,
sure.
Because otherwise, I got to reach up and touch my ears and stuff like that, or touch my AirPods, which I easily could have done.
And if you hold down on it, it's just going to go doot doot and try to do Siri.
The transparency.
Yeah.
That. Well, and funny you say that. So I get a notification about a text message, and it says, so and so texted you, because you know it does that interrupt your whatever you're listening to let you know about a text message if you have that feature turned on.
Right.
So so and so has sent you a text message, blah 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 blah. Do you wish to reply? And if you don't say anything, nothing happens. It doesn't reply. Well, she comes back over to be next to like to work on my mouth again, and she's just sitting there blah 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 blah, and then Siri says, "Oh, you want me to call Maria Cohn?" And I'm like, "No, no." Or she says something like, "I didn't understand that. It sounds like you want me to call Maria Cohn." And I'm like, "No,
no."
I'm thinking to myself, I don't want to yell no because she's going to think I'm saying no to her. So I'm like furiously pressing the buttons on my phone, thinking that maybe if I press the off button, it'll register as a no. And then calling Maria Cohn. And I'm like, "What the hell is going on here?"
Crap.
And fortunately, the next thing I hear is, "You've reached a number that has been disconnected. There's no longer in service." And I'm thinking, thank God.
Oh, my gosh. Is that someone you know? Who's Marie Cohn? Who is this person? Is it a person?
She's a person that worked at one of the newspapers. I still have people's phone numbers in my phone from when I worked at doing newspaper installations.
In the mid-90s, man. That's
the mid-90s, cool. Exactly. Yeah. All the way up until 2006. That company finally went out of business in 2006. But still, it's frustrating as heck. Yeah. You know, it's funny, though. As a matter of fact, one of those clients I'm actually having a phone call with tomorrow that I'm going to be doing some new work for them. One of my old newspaper clients. Maybe Maria Cohn is going to reach back out to me at some point. But
yeah, you never know. These are the ties that bind. You hang on to those numbers just in case.
Exactly.
That's funny, though. I really wish you would have gone, No,
like, actually
hang up.
Had us one-sided phone call.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello? Maria, this
Cohn,
is a mistake.
How can I help you?
You've been hygienist dialed. Sorry.
Hello? Are you okay? Who is this?
That's great, dude. That's great. Yeah. I love that story. But all's well. No cavities or holes or anything weird. You're all good.
Look, man, no cavities.
Nice. Yeah, just fine. Yeah. I love when I get no cavities. They give me free J-Dog certificates where I get free food at this awesome
Do they really?
Place. Oh, yeah. They're the best about it. But
yeah,
you have,
no.
to, but
oh,
you have to leave with zero cavities and or planned anything. So even if I cracked a crown, it wouldn't count. But if I go in there and they go, yeah, you're looking good. See ya. They give you two gift certificates to get you basically two of these big, fully dressed hot dog things.
Shut up.
Oh, it's amazing.
Why am I... They didn't even give me a toothbrush or one of those little sample toothpastes. Like, I didn't even get the little bag of stuff that I mostly throw out.
Yeah, your dentist needs to up their game, man.
Totally needs to up their game. I'm going to send them this clip, except for the part where I hygienist dialed Maria Cohn.
Yeah, you can cut that part out, I guess. Yeah. Well, that's good. I'm glad that you're free of any of that. Yes. I spent the night, not the night, but I went last night to Van's Christmas program at his little preschool.
Oh, his little pageant.
Yeah. And it was cute. It was like, you know, I don't know, 30 kids, all their parents and grandparents and everything all crammed, and their siblings all crammed into this tiny room. But I don't think that they thought ahead on this because it's this really cool school that's like an older building that's been renovated to be a school. Okay. And it's really awesome. I would love to live there, actually. I would just clear it out and make it a house. That'll never happen. But it was just really nice. And we're down in this kind of like basement area where normally it's like a gym floor and they do a lot of activities in there and it's the most space for people to sit. And so when we got there kind of early, we're like, oh, well, this is no big deal. We're like the first ones there because Kim's early for everything and she can't help it. And we're like, all right, well, let's just grab a seat that we like. And we did. And then that place proceeded to become the biggest freaking sardine room in the history of ever.
No. Oh,
everybody
God.
And their dog came, like everybody. And it was packed. And all I could think was, this is a super spreader event. Maybe the cutest super spreader event, but still a very...
the cutest. That's just the cutest super spreader event.
It was just like, we're all going to go home with something that we didn't come in with. And anyway, it was fun, though. It was cute. They all got to sing. He was beaming and always, you know, doing thumbs up every time he'd catch one of our eyes. And all the other little kids are cute. And it was fun. It was a good time. So that's what I did, and I think I caught a cold. I don't know if I got it there or I got it somewhere else. I don't know, but
probably. Did what did Van did he sing? Did he was he a
he didn't
palm
do any
tree?
Solo. It was all part of like a group sing thing. But he did good. Knew all the words. Knew all the little hand things. And it was all Christmas music. And one song, what was it? There was one song I was a little surprised they played. It wasn't Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, but it was in that vein of. Mm-hmm.
Like
just
a novelty Christmas song.
There you go. That's a word for it.
I'm getting nothing for Christmas, or all I want for Christmas is my two front teeth, or something
and they,
along those
and
lines.
And they didn't, I can't remember which one, but they didn't do, oh, I know what it was. It was I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas. And he knew all the words and to do the big thing for the hippo part and all that. And he was just he's a funny kid. It was fun. And they all, the theme were all the kids were in pajamas. And the theme was, it's Christmas night or Christmas Eve.
Oh, so like
and,
a Walmart.
Yeah, it's like going to Walmart just to pick up fish.
Like going
whatever.
To Walmart, basically.
Yeah, exactly. I could have said that. It made it a lot easier to explain it that way.
If only you just open with that. Oh, it was like, basically it was Walmart themed. Oh, so all the kids were in pajamas?
Yeah.
Or everybody who attended was in pajamas?
The one thing I couldn't get over, and I almost took a picture of this, and I didn't. Yeah. And I was just going to send it to you. I wasn't going to do it publicly. But there was a dude there who was, it was cold outside. It's like 23 degrees or something. It was cold. So everybody's in coats and kind of bundled up and everything. And we're all sitting in there. And I noticed this one guy comes in. He is bundled up real good. He's got a very nice kind of feather down coat on. He's got some, you know, jeans and he just looks like a well put together guy. But then I notice his feet, he's wearing like summer sandals, like mostly exposed foot sandals.
Okay.
I don't understand what that's about. Like, I don't want to yuck anyone's yum. Whatever you're into wearing, fine, whatever. I wear weird stuff too, but why would you? I could not figure that out.
You know, maybe he just needs to keep those puppies aired out.
Yeah.
He likes something he can easily take off so he can make fists in the carpet with his toes.
Maybe that's it. We got a John McClane problem on our hands. That's what's going on.
Exactly.
Well, anyway, that was a good time, and I hope no one else got sick there, but I feel like I got something. I don't know. It's all on this side of my face. It's kind of in my eye, my ear, and my throat, and my little lymph node is like a little chubby.
Yeah, a little tender. Yeah. Yeah, you know, rest. Lots of fluids today.
Yeah. I don't think I have much rest.
Oh, I guess you have a podcast later today, don't you?
I do. I got a big one. At noon, I got a big, important one. But then after that, I could probably chill for a bit, you know?
There you go. Yeah, you should.
Sit down and watch some more Fargo episodes. Oh, my gosh, that show's so good so far. It's so good.
January 16th, the final episode. I can't wait a month. I think we're going to have to start watching it.
That's my problem. I was going to wait, and I just couldn't do it. You're going to love Juno Temple in this, dude.
I'm sure I am. Well, when does What If is starting up pretty soon here? Let's see.
Oh, maybe you got something else.
They just announced a date, didn't they?
Something else can run interference for you while you're waiting.
December 22nd. Still 10 days away from season 2.
Oh. When's that Zack Snyder Rebel Moon thing come out? I'm actually looking forward to that. Oh, that's the 21st. Yeah. That's still some time away.
21st? Yeah, that still is.
Looking forward to that, man. Coming to Netflix on the 21st, gonna plop 21st, down with the big sound.
Oh no,
and the
December!
Big screen.
Oh wait, this says December 15th, but that's the UK. December 21st for the US.
What?
Yeah.
What's going on with that?
Sorry.
It's Netflix. It's not like they got some physical reason.
No, it's probably more work for them to only make it available for some of their servers and not all of them.
Boo! You guys are special, Zoe. I think you're special.
Yeah.
All right. We got to hear this little Christmas song. Speaking of Christmas music, I've heard this thing and I could not believe it was real. Obviously, it's parody and they're goofing around, but it made me laugh. Sure. And I thought we were out of ideas for, like you said, what'd you call them? Parody? Not parody Christmas, but you call them
novelty
Christmas songs.
Yeah. By the way, Diddy is a D-I-T-T-Y. Little Diddy.
Yeah, a little Diddy. Not Diddy.
Unless you're talking about Puff Daddy's new name.
Yeah, and his new rape allegations. I don't know if you heard about that.
That's an unfortunate little Diddy.
Yeah, he's got some trouble coming. All right, here is what I heard, and let's see if you enjoy this. Where is it?
G'day.
No, that's a call. Hold on. Where did I put the song? Oh, did I not put this song? Hold on.
No.
Sorry, hold on, everybody. I've got it here. I just don't know where I put it. Oh, here it is. Okay. I'll just say this is about, it's not what you're going to think it's about. All right, I'll just play it. I'll let it live for itself.
All right,
so
okay.
Here's somebody good. Just made this. I found it randomly on YouTube. I wanted to share it. Here you go.
When it came time to swap presents, the gorilla gave me a fish. The Martian gave me a fish. And I give the gorilla and the Martian a fish. We laugh so hard about all the fish gifts. Yeah. Christmas on an island. With a Martian and gorilla. Forgot to mention the gorilla part. He was already on the island. Christmas on an island. With a Martian and gorilla. When we get to the island, gorilla was here. He lights up and needs a bright Christmas cheer. Christmas on an island with a Martian and gorilla.
The whole song is about this redneck guy on an island with a Martian and a gorilla. And it's fantastic. And I loved it.
It's so like when Dunaway really does the jokey voice, like the Hey Vern kind of voice, it's a little bit there.
That's true. He does such a good version of that I feel like he should do a VTuber account on YouTube where it's just a fake little a little CGI redneck head and do that voice.
Yeah, and then he could just do his whole thing.
Brian, I would sub to that shit.
Oh, heck yeah. I'd even gift somebody a subscription to that.
Hell
That's
yeah.
so good.
Hell yeah. I'd do it tomorrow. Anyway.
So at some point, I need to hook you up with a song that Amy sent over to me. It's by David Diggs, and it's called Puppy for Christmas, and it's really good, but it's also really funny.
Would you call it one of these novelty Christmas
It's a novelty.
Songs?
It's absolutely, I'm sorry, Puppy for Hanukkah. I got the wrong holiday. Puppy for Hanukkah. But it's freaking David Diggs from Snowpiercer and Hamilton.
That guy.
Yeah, I love that guy.
I like that guy too. I think he's great. Although I still say he's not right for Snowpiercer, but I don't know why I feel that way. I just didn't.
Oh, really?
Something
oh.
about his character. It didn't jive with me. But I like
him. The Snowpiercer TV show became not right So
yeah. And for the for the record, TV, not movie. I like that movie a lot.
Yeah. Oh, the movie's great. Yeah.
Let's and I like the show fine. It's just I don't know.
It's all right.
There's something about it.
It got too off track in the third season.
Oh.
No wonder it was right? See,
Little pun there. I like that. We have a listener with a point, I think. I don't know if they have a point. That's what we're going to determine right now, if they have a point.
Okay.
Hello, right. Morning Stream. Can we get a number of days since we've responded to Claire's comment that didn't need to be responded to counter? For example, when you play the clip of the Pope and she complains, or complaints, I like that, that she that doesn't need to be addressed. Thanks. So we've got somebody who's sounds to me a little annoyed.
Are that, they do they get their accommodations in hotels for free?
I'm gonna guess
at no charge.
I'm gonna guess no. Look,
it's not free hotel room. Okay. That's
no, it's not him. Although he we haven't heard from Pedersen in a while. I wonder how he's doing.
Oh, we hear from him on Threads all the time, Scott.
Oh, does he reply there a lot? I guess I haven't looked.
I think you've even gotten called out there a couple times, and we both got called out for Cloche, although he's wrong. He said that a Cloche, well, he was right about Cloche is a female hat, but chefs call plate covers. And I reply back and I said, maybe the metal ones, like the opaque ones that they put over to keep food hot is a plate cover, but the clear glass ones, absolutely, like the clear glass ones that aren't necessarily for chefs are absolutely called a cloche.
Okay. I didn't realize that was Klosh. Him. You know what? Maybe he's doing it under a name I don't recognize. It's not free hotel room on there, is it?
No, it's under Bob Peterson, I think.
Oh, well, that should be easier for me to see.
It should be, yeah.
I don't see...
Claire says Klosh. Hold on a second. Let me look. Let's put this thing to bed. Oh,
you know
and
what?
I'm doing exactly.
No, you're that. Doing
I'm
it.
Doing
no, you're
exactly
doing
exactly what that emailer just said.
You're exactly
you
right.
Don't have to respond to Claire just because she's all caps and in the chat room.
I think you have your answer, everybody. As
oh
to what
my
happens.
God! All right. Okay.
That could have been Bob because it's a text and there's no name on it, so it might have been Bob. Now that I think about it, because it wasn't an email. It was an anonymous text.
Oh, just a text?
Yeah.
Sure.
And he could have done that without leaving his name. Anyway, Claire, how do you feel being the subject of someone's ire? You know, how does that feel?
All right. So here's I'm going to put it right here and you can share with the chat room. The dictionary.com pronunciation says both pronunciations are acceptable. Cloche and Klosh.
Okay. They'll take either one. Oh, yeah. There it is. Yeah, this is real. Look at this, guys.
Yeah.
This is
Klosh Klosh.
To me, this puts it to bed. This is it. Right there. Those tells you the two different ways you can say it. They both have K's for some reason. I don't know why the C couldn't have been there, but that's fine.
Well, because sometimes you pronounce C s instead of k.
Oh,
but you never pronounce a K anything but k.
Yeah, that's true. Is there any K words without the k? There isn't.
No.
Hold on. Yeah, there's not. You're totally right. There's zero.
There are plenty of K words that don't have the K sound, like no and knowledge.
Oh, shit.
And
when they're silent, yes. Okay, that makes sense. But none. If you're using the K non-silent, though, I think it's always K. Yeah,
it's always a K sound if it's not silent, yeah.
Kite? Crapper? Sure. No, that's a C. Kaleidoscope? Is that a K?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you asking?
I don't know what I'm doing, to be honest. I don't know what I'm doing.
All right. Okay. So we do need we're going to catch ourselves. And just because Claire is loud and in the chat room, it's almost, we need like a red on air light equivalent of like, don't feed the Claire.
Yeah. Don't feed the Claire. That's right.
Feed the Claire.
She'll bite your hand. Here's the thing, though. Interacting with the chat room is a part of what you do.
Correct.
It's a live stream staple. It's how you do stuff. Now, are there things that anyone, not just Claire, but anybody might say that are like, why are we responding to that? Sure, those are going to happen sometimes.
Yeah.
But Claire is a high volume, how do I put this? She's a high volume person. And
if we responded to 10% of the messages that we get in chat, because she is such a prolific chatter, Most of those would be Claire. Is that what you're trying to say?
I guess that is what I'm trying to say. Or let's look at it a different way. Let's say you're at a Christmas musical at a church. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And one by one, people get up and go, "I like Christmas because of the cheer," and then they sit down. And the next person gets up and goes, "The three wise men were awesome," and then they sit down. You know, whatever it is they're saying. But Claire gets up. Let's imagine not Claire, but somebody gets up to the microphone and goes, "I've got 400 chickens shoved up my ass." If they did that at a thing, at an event like that, where everyone's expecting just boring Christmas stuff, you would think of and call out the one person because you couldn't help it. That's going to be the memory you have. You and I would both come to this show and immediately tell the story about the person with the chickens in their butts.
So this is true. Yes.
This is part of the problem is she is hard to ignore is what I'm saying.
I guess so. And so we now know, guess what? Claire's a chicken butt.
Yeah. Chicken butt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Take that, Claire. All right. We also got another listener talking about hype and how it stops them from doing things. Cause I've been talking about
how. Oh yeah. Cause you were talking about forcing yourself outside the hype bubble.
Yeah. Hype bubbles for games, movies, TV, all that stuff. And, here's what he had to say.
G'day, Point Break and Rio Bravo. Scott, you might think that you're a bit stubborn with your movies. I'm 68 and I still haven't seen Rocky because of the hype. So, I don't know. Beat that.
Hey,
thanks for the show.
Beat that. Yeah. The hype around Rocky still won't get this dude to the theater to see it.
Still, I mean, it's been 50 years.
Yeah, we got how many Rockies do we have since? Like six of them, seven of them?
Ironically, you know, Philly just had Rocky Day.
Yeah. Oh, they had Rocky Day? That's cool.
I think the joke on SNL from Michael Che was, "But if you live in Philly, every day's a Rocky Day." but they just had a National Rocky Day Philadelphia 2023. Let's see here. December 3rd.
Oh, my. And, what do you do? What do you do at Rocky Day? Does everyone jog up the steps or something? Or?
Well, at the steps, they have the statue of Rocky, like mm-hmm. doing his victory.
Mm-hmm.
Victory thing. Yeah, exactly. He's going to fly now pose.
Yeah.
And Sylvester Stallone showed up. This was the very first Rocky Day.
Oh, this is a new one. It's a new thing then.
It's a new thing, yeah. The inaugural Rocky Day in Philadelphia.
That surprises me that they hadn't. That's just now. That feels like something that should be going on for 20 years.
I mean, they've had that statue up there for a couple decades now, so it feels like... like they could have celebrated Rocky Day when they put that thing up. Is there a thing in the movie that says the date? Is that why December 3rd?
Oh, I don't know. I know
is
he's.
That, is it just because it's easy for Stallone to remember 1, 2, 3?
Maybe he's. I know he's running in the winter, you know, cold months. Maybe there's some. Maybe there is some December significance.
Yeah, maybe because he's in his gray sweatshirt and.
Yep, he's wearing the gray sweaties, man.
That's right.
Well, that's cool. He showed up for that. I didn't know that was even a thing.
Yeah. Rocky Day. There you go. So maybe our hype dude is onto something. Maybe there is some hype still around Rocky, but I don't know. I feel like enough time has gone by that Rocky you can finally watch and not plant your feet on the ground and say, nope, yeah. Nope, not gonna follow the sheep on that one.
Maybe it's because these Creed movies are still good, you know? And so there's hype around those. I don't know. Because Creed is good. But you know what? Here's what you do, listener in Australia. Go watch Rocky V, and then you'll never want to see any of the shit again. Okay? Because Rocky V is garbage.
Can I bring you another meal?
Oh, my gosh, dude.
whatever so that bad. Happy birthday.
So bad.
It's like, really bad.
I don't even have words for how bad Rocky V is. Garbage movie. Terrible film. Anyway, Sly talks about it very briefly in his Sly documentary. Very briefly.
Does he really? Oh, yeah. Good. Okay.
You really should watch that.
Does he talk about, I do want to see that. Does he talk about like some of his real bad misses like Stop or My Mom Will Shoot or?
He only lights on a few of those. I think he talked a little bit about the era in which he tried to do a lot of comedy.
Sure.
As a more general thing. And then they show clips from each of those things, specifically like, was it Rhinestone and...
Rhinestone.
Rhinestone with Dolly Parton, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, folks, Brian Ibbett saw Rhinestone in the theater.
Holy shit. Holy shit.
What the hell? We got free tickets from a radio station. We won free tickets to see Rhinestone.
How was it?
From a radio station.
What was your feeling?
Oh, it was horrendous.
You know, it's bad.
It was
right?
Absolutely, and I can't wait to watch it on FilmSack.
We should get around to it. I don't think I ever saw it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, that doc is good. People should see that.
Cool.
It's worthy of seeing.
I'll have to take a break from what I'm doing to be able to see see that Rocky doc. I've been playing frickin' Dreamlight Valley, which I bought on Steam months ago, right? When it first got on Steam, I'm like, oh, cool, a Disney like builder app. I don't know what you call one of these, like a Sims kind of thing or
Stardew Valley like or whatever.
Stardew Valley, right. Disney Stardew Valley.
Yeah.
Disney Animal Crossing. And now that it's on Apple Arcade, I am so freaking hooked. This game is great.
You're
and it's
all in.
I'm all in. And it reminds me, there was a Disney game. I got to look up the name of it. There was a Disney game a while back that tried to be this. Disney.
Oh.
Is it Kingdoms?
Oh, never heard of this.
And that was a free game on the iPad a while back. And it was just basically like, you know, you can build this ride and you can build this ride. Now you've got to send this person out on this job to go get some more Mickey tokens or whatever it is. And I got into that for like a month and I'm like, I just can't do this. It's too boring and repetitive and garbagey.
Sure.
And then there was a Marvel game that was really cool for a while called Marvel Academy. And then it got super microtransaction-y. Like there were, you know, it was basically the Young Avengers in a, and by Young Avengers, I don't mean like Iron Lad and Hulkling and stuff like that, but more like teenage or college versions of all of the characters.
Sure.
And you collect them and you put dorms up and training facilities and stuff like that, but it got super microtransaction-y, and then it just crumbled under its own weight.
That's not good.
But Dreamlight Valley is great on Apple Arcade. Zero microtransactions, right? You couldn't try to spend money on this thing if you wanted to. Mm-hmm. And
perfect place for it, since that service has zero microtransactions as a rule for Apple Arcade.
Yep.
You know, obviously you pay whatever the $5 a month or whatever combo you're
paying. You pay for your Apple Arcade, but works beautifully with the DualSense.
Oh yeah. I was going to ask controller. How you were controlling it. So that's cool. You're using a controller.
Yeah. You can also do, you know, you basically can hold your iPad like, you know, with the thumbs and doop, doop, burp, 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 but there's no, you know, there's a fishing aspect to it that does require some hitting things at exactly the right time. Mm. But other than that, it's you know, click at your leisure. They will sit there and just wait for you to click until to complete something. Mm-hmm. But there's a mini game in there called Scramble Coin, which is a very clever sort of chess game where you get three pieces. You really get five, but you can put any three of them on the board to collect coins from this 8x8 grid, and your opponent is doing the same thing. And each of your characters is a Disney character, a little tiny little chess piece version. And the object is to collect more coins on five turns than your opponent. And I'm so freaking hooked on that stupid ass game. It's like that alone is worth the $5 Apple Arcade a month.
Do the characters have, you know, like equivalent chess moves? Like this one can only move diagonally, this one can only
move straight. Minnie Mouse can only go diagonally, Goofy can make one jump four spaces away, Scrooge McDuck can go three spaces in any combination, any direction, and pick up any coins along the way.
Who's the equivalent of the knight?
Remy.
Someone's like the knight where they can only do an L shape or whatever.
Remy kind of does that. Remy can do only diagonals, but he can go to a place and then either turn left and go two more spaces in either direction.
Sounds like a thing a rat could do, right? That's a rat.
Totally,
move.
Very rat-like. It's a very rat-like move, the old diagonal thing.
I like that.
Anyway, totally loving it. And we don't have an app slappy. We haven't had an app slappy segment in a while, but this would be my app slappy recommendation is Dreamlight Valley.
Hell yeah. That's a legit video game. It was up for an award this year at the Game Awards. It didn't win, but it was up for best family game. It's been a big hit everywhere. And the big surprise is the company who made it and published it is one known for microtransaction nightmare video games.
Yeah.
And they didn't do it. They made a proper game.
They didn't do it.
Yeah.
And they, and yeah, because I mean, putting it on Steam, putting it on, I think it was on Switch as well. And
I think it's on everything. I think Xbox, PlayStation.
It probably is.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody's got it. It's it's a, like a standard, you know, $29, $30 game. You just buy it. I recommend it, though. It's good. I have it on Steam. It's very good.
Yeah.
And if you got Apple Arcade, no brainer.
Yeah, exactly. Get into it. Get back into it and see if you can at least get to the point where they introduce Scramble Coin and play some Scramble Coin. You'll be hooked.
Are you now? Are you forced to be the lady, or can you make a dude?
No, you can. I have a dude. I have a dude that looks like me. Let me open the game here.
I couldn't remember if it was a character based lady or you made your own character. I couldn't remember.
Yeah. By the way, what is it? Why do I have a crush on Mirabelle from Encanto?
I think I don't
know. She's just so damn cute.
I mean, she's a cutie.
There's Mirabelle right there.
Yeah, doing her thing.
Yeah. And here is digital version.
Oh my lord! Wow, have that guy bring me some hors d'oeuvres and a drink. Your finest wine, please.
No, I don't have any. Like the only clothes I like right now is the white button up shirt.
Yes, sir. We have a seat right up front for you this evening.
Exactly. Yes.
That's awesome. All right. Yeah. Good recommendation. Sorry, Stephanie, if you're hearing this. We hope you're okay.
I think maybe we talked about it because you weren't here.
Yeah.
You didn't keep us from talking about
it. Entirely possible. All right. Now, a little news. Let's do the news and let's bring it to you by.
It is brung to you by Older Chicken.
Yeah.
Don't tell me you ate some Older Chicken again, Scott.
I did. There was some Older Chicken. It wasn't old, but older. Okay. It was maybe, I don't know, 6 days in the fridge. And it should be okay, but I wasn't really sure. And Kim wasn't here. They were out yesterday. And I was like at home and I'm like, what do I want to eat today? You know, I could really go for some chicken and maybe those blueberries and some other stuff. So I was trying to eat good, like actually, you know, a smart leftover thing.
Chicken, right. You don't want to throw away food. We were all raised in a time where like you eat what's given to you. We don't waste food in this house.
Exactly. We are of that. Our parents were that generation and we were the generation that got told that there were Chinese kids starving somewhere.
Oh, I was told African.
Was it African? Yeah, depending on which household you were in, everybody had a different place.
Everybody
starving.
Just picked a random. Oh, you've got Lithuanian kids who are starving, and you're letting this food go to waste.
Yeah, so I was like, I'm not letting this go to waste. I smelled it; it smelled fine. I ate it. It was a little, not metallic, but kind of had this taste like
carbonated. Was it carbonated?
Definitely not carbonated. That would have been eureka moment. I would have been so excited. but that didn't happen. So then all I can do is try it and see what happens. And then later I had kind of a stomach ache and that's all I'm saying. I don't think it was like bad, but it was on the verge.
It was turning on its blinker, but it hadn't quite rounded the corner yet.
Very great way of saying it. Great way of saying it. It's also a very law-abiding way for the chicken to behave.
Well, please, if nothing else, folks, please use your turn signal.
Yeah, always use your turn signals. That's right. Let's dive into this news here. Mexico, a Mexican-based startup is in trouble right now. It's important we bring this to light. A startup accused of selling health drinks made of endangered fish. According to them, quote, nature's best kept secret, unquote, according to the firm. The product, which the company describes as nature's best kept secret, is a small sachet of powder containing collagen taken from a fish that is designed to be mixed into a drink. They claim all sorts of health benefits. This is supposed to be good for you, all that sort of stuff. But under the Convention of the International Trade in Endangered Species and Wild Fauna and Flora, to which Mexico and the U.S. are both signatories, by the way, we're both members of that group. So we have to be careful with this shit.
By the way, sachet.
What'd I say? Think. Sachet. Sachet? What the hell's a sachet, Scott? Jeez Louise, of course it's sachet.
I think it's sachet.
Is it sachet?
No, that doesn't sound right. That sounds like what RuPaul tells people to how get away. Sachet away.
S-A-C-H-E-T. Probably sachet.
Sachet? Okay.
Gotta be sachet. Right. Why don't they just say a little pouch? How about that, jerk?
Or packet.
Packet. Sachet. Right.
Or is that pronounced paquet?
Paquet. It's a small paquet of powder. Anyway, so this thing's got... We are banned here in the States and in Mexico from selling anything with totoaba fish. It's illegal.
Totoaba. I've never heard of totoaba fish.
Or totoaba. I don't know how you say it.
Toto that, ABBA. Two bands. Toto ABBA.
Toto ABBA. Exactly. All together at last.
it's the collaboration nobody asked for. Yep. Toto ABBA.
That's right. Africa Dancing Queens. I don't know.
That's right.
Let's see.
Find your Waterloo in Africa.
That's right. It is illegal unless bred in captivity with a very specific permit, one they appear not to have. As a listed protected species, commercial import is also illegal under U.S. trade law. So they're making this drink out of that. Now, my bigger question, let's set aside the illegalities. Let's set aside the endangered fish and all that.
Sure.
All that stuff's important. It's fine. Brian Ibbett, would you drink a drink that was mixed with a sachet of fish powder?
Well, if I will drink this.
What do we got there? Oh, it's those energy deals.
It is the energy deals. Yeah, these are a new sponsor of Soundography. But when I opened this box and I saw these five vials of green liquid, I'm like, oh, what have I signed up for? What are we doing here?
How thick are
Fortunately,
they?
Fortunately, they're matcha flavored.
Oh, these are those little matcha. I have some of those too. If you, those are not thickened at all, so you should be okay.
I had the first one today and it was very tasty. You're supposed to,
I can tell you got energy today. I can tell.
I do have energy. Yes. Yeah.
I think you got some to spare. You should power a little battery charger or some shit like that. I don't know where.
Do you need me to throttle back?
Throttle back. No, you're good right now. I think you're great. You're like one of those new bricks that'll charge your phone twice as fast. That's all.
We're going to be done with the show in 45 minutes today, folks. Come on.
Show's over. Have a good day. Titles.
I would drink. Would I drink a health drink made from endangered fish or any fish?
Any fish, even like a fish. Yeah, and let's assume, because I can only assume. Maybe I'm wrong, but maybe you put enough sugar in it or something. You hide the fish taste. But would you, if it was a fish flavored little nature drink? Because this sounds horrible to me. I think I would rather die than drink this.
Yeah, it doesn't. I'm typically not an energy drink guy. The stuff that I'm doing for Magic Mind is more of like a focus. It's basically what is their description? It's like runners have energy drinks, creators have creativity drinks, or something. I think is what their slogan is. Mm. I won't do a 5-hour energy. I don't want a heart attack.
It's a lot of caffeine.
So I typically won't do an energy drink anyway. Not a big Red Bull or Monster fan.
Same.
I don't think I drink it only because I don't, not because of the fish aspect. That doesn't help. But,
someone make a title, "The Fish Aspect Does Not Help." I agree with it, by the way. I agree with you 100% on that. That's real good.
But I wouldn't drink it just because it feels like it's just a bad idea.
Yeah, I don't want it. I don't want it either. But I like those things you got. Those are good. I've had a few of those.
So far, so good.
They don't make me feel spastic. They just kind of make me feel, I don't know, awake.
Like I, focused. You know, got all my sports bets done. Logged all my things from yesterday. Was down $70 yesterday, but up the previous day. Like, damn it. Bad Monday. We all had a bad Monday. Just ask the Packers and the Dolphins.
Monday was it'll go down in history in the NFL as bad Monday.
I mean, it will. Exactly.
At least this year. All right, here's one more quick story. I love the ending of this thing because I was pissed when I saw this video. A woman who assaulted a Chipotle worker was sentenced to fast food job for 2 months.
Love it.
They don't really say this in the headline, but it was kind of part. She had to make a decision. It was either, do you want to spend more time in jail, or do you want to spend some of this time working behind the counter at a fast food place? I really wish it was the actual Chipotle that she did this in.
It feels like the plot of an 80s movie.
Yeah. Switcheroo movie. Like an 80s
comedy.
Yeah. Like a little, what's the one where it's Freaky Friday is what I'm thinking of. It's a little bit like that, except she has to, she knows she has to go do it.
Like, for whatever reason, I was visualizing Brewster's Millions or there was something, was it Goldie Hawn? Well, Goldie Hawn had the Private Benjamin thing, right?
She had to go to
But there was something else where instead of being put in jail, somebody sentences somebody to go and do the thing that they were horrible to so that they could experience it from the other side. What movie was that?
Man, what was that called? That's ringing a bell. 80s, right?
It wasn't, the Jerry Butler or Jerry Seinfeld Butler thing. Yeah, but that's not quite it. There was something that was like that.
Yeah, that's not quite it.
Made to Order with Ali Sheedy, says Amy. That might be it. Ali Sheedy was rude to a maid and then the judge sentenced her to be a maid?
Why did I think that was J-Lo? Oh, that's Made in Manhattan is what I'm thinking of. Made in Manhattan. Totally different movie. Yeah. I can't think of it either, but I know what you're talking about, and I can't think of what it was. But there was something like that. Oh, was it? We're not thinking of Soul Man, are we?
Gosh, no. No, that was... You're a racist, so now you're going to have to wear blackface. No, that's not at all what Soul Man was.
Oh, Soul Man.
There's a movie that has not aged well.
Yeah, what the frick were we doing?
I mean, that's the closest... I think a movie has ever come from being released to being inappropriate. Like within a few years, it's became inappropriate almost as it was leaving theaters.
Yeah, I remember seeing it and when I was in high school and going, This isn't good. This is bad. No, we shouldn't do this.
And C. Thomas Howell was never heard from again.
Yeah. And for the record, I don't like white chicks either. And I think that movie sucks. And I'm not saying that I'm not even saying they're equivalent. I'm just saying race swapping story plot sucks. Yeah. It sucks. No matter where you're doing it from, I don't like it. Boring.
But I'll watch Tom Hanks and Peter Scolari dress up as old women any day of the week. Totally fine with that.
Oh, that one bugs me too. I never liked that. You know what I like? I like, because it all felt, all of those feel like overly long Jack Tripper stories.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Where everyone's like, I don't know. I hate that.
You know, the second season, they got wise in the second season of Bosom Buddies and basically didn't focus on the stupid, oh my god, am I gonna get caught now? Oh no, now I have to be somewhere as Buffy and as whatever their real names were. They like really focused more on in the second season on their advertising business.
I don't remember that. Where can I see Bosom Buddies without too much trouble?
I'll send you the DVDs. I have them right there.
Shut up. You really have the DVDs? Why do you have those? Why? Of all of the DVD collections, of all the series available to mankind, why would anyone get the freaking the Bosom Buddies collection? Brian's not currently on his mic, so you can't answer.
Not only do I have it, I have it very close by. There you go.
Oh, my gosh.
The Bosom Buddies complete series on DVD. It's
Wow. I'm shocked by this.
Here's why I have these. Mm. I'd forgotten, but it's another opportunity for us to thank Mike Pacholik. I kept the Amazon thing that says a gift for you.
Oh, okay. All right.
From Mike Pacholik. Mike Pacholik sent me the Bosom Buddies complete series.
That's amazing.
So it's maybe one of the reasons I have it, but I love this stupid show. Tom Hanks, man, you knew right then, back in the day, that Tom Hanks was freaking brilliant as a comedian.
I wonder if we can game Mike Pacholik, because he does this all the time. So let's say I go, Brian, you know what I really hate is a Toyota 4Runner. Boy, I sure hate those. Those are the worst.
I don't know about these electric vehicles. I think I'd have to try driving one before I think I'm ready for an electric vehicle. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe the Lightning or the Nissan Leaf or something. That could be interesting. Also, the PlayStation 4 or 5 Mini, the Slim, that looks pretty cool. Just think of all the shit you want, and Michael, somehow get it to you.
Yeah. By the way, Bosom Buddies stars Holland Taylor, who we've seen in so many things. You know Holland Taylor.
Name's familiar.
Yeah, you've seen her. She was Romancing the Stone, Jewel of the Nile. Let me give you, I'll just give you a picture of her.
Oh, she often plays like a CEO lady or a
highfalutin,
somebody in government or something.
Correct. Yeah. She is dating Sarah Paulson.
Right now?
Yes.
Well done, Colin Taylor. Robbing the cradle, my goodness.
Yes. And I wanted to see, I think Sarah Paulson is as old now as Holland Taylor was when she started in Bosom Buddies, but yeah. I might be wrong.
Because Holland Taylor born in 43, she's up there. But
Sarah Paulson born in 74.
She looks great though.
She does, yeah.
Look at all this. She's so busy. The Morning Show, Billions, Quiz Lady, which Nicole just did, The Great North, The Chair, The Stand-In, Bill and Ted Face the Music, like all over the damn map.
Mm-hmm.
Hats off to Holland
Taylor.
But
yeah, you look at her current photo, or at least a recent photo from Newsweek. Yeah, she still looks great.
She looks great. I want to age like her.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of rubber work, but that's fine. Whatever. It's fine.
She's had some new tires put on.
She's had new,
what you're trying to say?
Just rear tires. It's fine.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, our old pal TV's Travis will be here. We're going to have a little contest where Brian and I are the contestants, and we're going to see how we do against him, as it is his time of the month. That'll be right after this song that Brian brought. Brian, what'd you bring?
Yeah, got a California band, an emo punk four-piece band called Nervous Kids. I'm going to just say right now, this song has a little tiny bit of screamo in it, and I'm okay with it because it's backing vocal screamo in like two places, and it's like, that's how you use it. You use it as a seasoning rather than smothering your whole meal with it.
Wow.
This is the first single that they're releasing ahead of their brand new EP, which is going to be coming out next year. But this has got your Blink 182, your kind of all those bands that came out around the same time, mid to late 90s, emo punk.
Sure.
This is great. It's called Back to the Start. Here are the Nervous Kids.
Changes, I just Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I found a wonderful little present for my children. A phone call to Santa. I just dial 1-976-6767.
That's my number. And from now till Christmas, Mrs. Claus and I will have different messages every day for your children.
Love and kisses. That's what a girl gets when she roasts her turkey the Reynolds Wrap way.
And we've returned. Tell me who that was one more time.
Sure. That's a song called Back to the Start by Nervous Kids. Check it out now and look for their brand new EP coming out next year.
That sounds great. I look forward to it. All right. Yeah. TV's Travis standing by in the green room. We're going to bring him in. Probably ate all the M&Ms.
M&Ms? Yeah. Even the brown ones?
Even the brown ones. He didn't give us a rider. We don't know what he won't eat.
That's right. Yeah.
So we just gave him everything.
I'll only eat brown M&Ms.
Only eat the brown ones.
Only the brown M&Ms.
That's right.
This is Travis, and you'll do well to listen carefully to what he has to say.
Travis, welcome back. How are you, man?
You will do well to listen carefully. Yeah.
Yes. I mean, we'll lose the game if we don't listen to what you say, literally.
That's right. Yeah. And we're not going to really win anything, right? We're just going to, it's for fun here.
Bragging rights, sure. Respect.
Sure.
Oh, gosh. Well,
self-worth. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. Self-worth. I wasn't told. Yeah.
One of the shows that you're part of the many great shows, many great shows you're part of. One of the shows you're part of is Wait You Haven't Seen. I almost said Wait You Haven't Seen, but that's going to be the NPR version of your of your podcast.
Yeah.
Are there movies that people are surprised to hear that you haven't seen?
Yeah, there are quite a few. The biggest one for me was Shawshank Redemption was one that I hadn't seen, and people were like, "How did you not see this?" Like, it
but
felt like something
it,
that
but
I.
But you've seen it since.
I've seen it since. Yeah.
Okay. Is there one still that you haven't seen that's like a surprising one?
I mean,
Star
the one
Wars.
That probably oh. No.
Godfather.
The one that comes up the most is Godfather Part II.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
That's worth watching. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've seen one, so.
And stop there.
Yeah, don't go any further.
Yes. No, I've heard that. Yeah. I've seen enough clips of part three that I don't need to watch that.
Three is heinous.
Yeah.
Three makes no sense that it even exists, honestly. I don't know. It is so starkly bad compared to one and two that it feels like different. Aliens came and took over filming. It's so weird. I don't understand it.
It's funny how that can happen, and it's all the same people, right? It's Coppola making it.
It's still Coppola.
Well, it was Coppola's daughter.
Well, yeah.
Oh, she's
in it.
Yeah, she's in it, though, and she's terrible in it. Mm-hmm. She's really bad.
This is before she became director of great stuff.
She's a great director. She is a bad actor. Do not let her act anymore. Go straight to directing.
The Virgin Suicide Squad. It was such a great movie.
Yeah. Top of my list, really.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Well, good. I hope you see two at some point. Let's dive into our game here. What's going on? What are we doing?
Yeah. So we're playing a little game called Name That Thing. I'm putting Scott and Brian against each other where they will bet on how few clues they need to name a thing that I answer or that I give them.
All right.
To decide who goes first, we're going to do a coin flip. I've got I've got this wonderful dungeon murder challenge coin here.
Oh,
that I'll be using. Yeah, it's all fancy. So, Brian, you get to call it.
Okay. Is there a head on there? It's like a skull with horns on it.
Yep.
I'm guessing so, there is, because I didn't get one, but I didn't back the pledge at that level. Oh, so
I might have an extra for a co-host.
You have an extra, then, but only if you have an extra. All right, I'm going to call Spiky Skull Heads.
Okay, heads, and it came up heads. So you can choose first, and our first topic. We're going to change things up just a little bit from what I've done in the past, because I thought this one would be fun, is a comic book writer.
Okay.
And what we're going to do is you're going to guess based on characters that they are credited with helping create.
All right.
Oh, wow. Okay. Jeez.
So,
I feel like this is it's almost one that I need to play defense more than offense on.
Could be. So we're going to start the bidding at six.
Okay, I'm going to say three.
Oh, my three? Shit. I thought you were going to say four.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right,
you thought
Scott?
I was going to say four.
You think you can do it in two or less, or do you want to make Brian go for three?
I mean, let's just go for it. I'm going to try to do two or less.
Okay. Cool. All right, so you get two.
I'm going to say, Scott, name that thing. Okay. I'm not even going to try and take the one.
All right.
All right. Here are your two characters. This writer is at least co-created.
Okay.
Lucius Fox.
Yeah.
Nightcrawler.
Oh.
Shit. That sounds like Brian might know it. Based on that
he might.
Gasp I just heard.
Maybe.
Nightcrawler on the Marvel side. Lucius Fox on the DC side. It gives me a time frame that's 80s somewhere. So I'm going to say, I may just throw somebody out. I don't know. George Perez. I have no idea.
I'm wrong.
Sure, wrong.
That is not correct. Good Brian, guess. Do you want to steal?
Is it? I mean, my guess would be that it was Chris Claremont.
Also incorrect.
Oh, really?
Okay. I was ready to ding you, but I'll give you a fart. Yeah.
Yeah.
Some other characters. Here's some other characters this person was credited with. So we had Lucius Fox and Nightcrawler, Shao Lao the Undying, Swamp Thing.
Oh,
Swamp Thing.
Jigsaw.
Not Jigsaw, the movie Jigsaw from.
Jigsaw the Punisher.
Spider-Man. Punisher.
And finally, Wolverine.
He created Wolverine? That would have been like, he was in the Hulk first, right?
Yeah, Hulk. It's sitting there behind me, isn't it? Oh, no, it's not anymore.
Might be.
Oh, my gosh. I have no idea.
Jeez. Yeah.
Brian, you were close. You were getting there. It's Len Wein.
It was Len Wein. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Len Wein. All right.
Shoot.
Yeah.
I would have never gotten it. Never.
I wanted to mix. I was surprised when I saw the Swamp Thing and Lucius Fox. Those were the two that I never would have guessed.
That's really surprising. But Nightcrawler, I didn't think Nightcrawler appeared anywhere before X-Men 94. And I thought X-Men 94 was written by Claremont. But I guess Claremont took over after the new X-Men were. Oh, no, it was Giant Size X-Men number one, which was Len Wein.
Yeah.
And then Claremont had the started writing X-Men at 94, the first.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Shoot. Good. That's great. Right. That's a great question. All right.
All right.
Okay. So round one goes to nobody. So Scott, you get to start the bidding for round two.
Okay.
Which is we're going for an actor, and I'm going to give you movie titles.
All right.
We'll start the bidding at six.
Movie actor. I can do it in four.
Four? All right.
I'll take three.
Okay.
Name that actor, Brian.
Okay.
All right. Here are your three movie titles. Private Parts, Fred Claus, and Straight Outta Compton.
Oh, shit.
Really? I'm going to say Paul Giamatti. Was Paul Giamatti in Straight Outta Compton?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I remember his pig vomit.
You get that.
Pig vomit in Private Parts.
He was repping for someone in...
Yeah, he was. No, by the way, pig vomit in private parts is the thing I always think. When I see Paul Giamatti, that's the first thing that comes to mind.
The way better thing to think of than rhino.
Yeah.
Far better. But you don't think of, I'm not going to drink the effing Merlot.
That's number two. Sideways is number two.
That's my first thing.
I also found out, and I had forgotten about this. Do you remember the Ratchet and Clank animated movie from a few years ago?
I do. It was bad.
Because apparently he was in that.
Yeah, that movie's not good. Yeah. It's a very... very poor film. It's not good. It's bad.
Yeah, good. Then I'm glad I've never heard of it. Didn't realize there was a.
It should have been great because the writing on those games is amazing. It's very good. I don't know what happened there. It just got effed up. It's not great.
I'm not sure. I do remember seeing it and thinking it was fine, but I saw it with like a 8-year-old at the time, and he loved it. So.
Oh yeah. Well, the kids always like the stuff. We're too cynical now in our old age.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
that's true. All right. So right now we've got Brian has 3 points, Scott with zero. We're on to our music round.
Okay.
And we're going to be guessing a song. It's snippets of the song. Brian, you get to start the bidding. And I have the following amount of time. So 2 second, 4 second, 8, 10, and 15 seconds of this song.
All right.
I will say what I'm looking for is the title. This is a cover version of it.
Okay.
Because I wanted it to be a little bit harder to guess.
You don't have a 1 second version? No, I'm just kidding. let's see. I want to be strategic about this. You said 2, 4. What was the one above 4?
8.
8. I will say 8 seconds.
8 seconds. All right. Scott, you think you can get it in 4 seconds?
I'm going to try because I really don't have much of a chance if I don't. So I'm going to try.
All right. 4 seconds. Brian?
I will take 2.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Oh, he's going to go for the 2 seconds. All right.
Going for 2. All right. Yeah.
This could mean the game. Here is your 2 second clip, Brian. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay.
That is. Is that Rooster by Alice in Chains?
No.
Because that wouldn't be a cover, would it?
Oh, that's true. That wouldn't be a cover. Oh, damn it. I forgot about correct. That one aspect of it.
What's can I hear can I hear that clip one more time?
Give him. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll give you that one. Here we go.
Shit. It does. It does sound like Alice in Chains.
It does, yeah.
It's a cover.
It's a cover. Yeah. Yep. It's a cover.
And I'd say if he doesn't get it on 2, give us the 4 for no points. Like we'll see if we can,
See if we can suss it out. Okay. I'm going to have to guess here cause I am just like out of ideas. It sounds like, it could be any grunge band. Might even be like Screaming Trees or Nirvana or somebody. I don't know. What's that song by Nirvana?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know you're. Yeah, you want me to tell you the song title you're trying to come up with? I don't know if it's right or wrong, but Something in the Way.
Something in the Way. Is that the title? Yes. Okay, that's my answer. Is that it?
Okay. That is incorrect.
Damn it!
Okay. That's another good guess, though, and because you just saw the Batman recently, and it's used so well in that movie.
Yeah.
Oh, it really, really is. That version in that movie is just great. All right, here's the 4 second clip. This may or may not help. I don't know.
It didn't help me. It's definitely not that song anymore.
No, it's definitely not Something in the Way. I'm seeing a lot in the chat, and nobody is even close.
All right, give us the 8 seconds.
Yeah, give us the long one.
Okay, here we go. We'll go up to 8 seconds. That's cool.
This is a repeat.
Wow, the fact that it's a cover I'm trying to get it by chord progression, like by, you know, what uses that.
You're going to, by the way, you're going to kick yourselves when you figure out what song it is. I'm
really
going to say that now.
Is there a longer?
I've got a 15, I got a 15 second clip that has the first line in it. So here we go.
This will be the giveaway.
Go for it.
This will give it away.
You're a mean one.
Oh, shit.
Mean one, Mr. Grinch. That is the, is that the Asylum Street Spankers version?
Small Town Titans.
Small Town Titans. Okay.
Small Town Titans.
Yeah.
For a second, it sounded like, who's that band?
Crash Test Dummies.
Yeah,
it does sound like Brad Roberts.
Oh, man.
So that song, we just talked about How the Grinch Stole Christmas last week on Those Were the Days, and it's one of it's my all-time ultimate favorite Christmas holiday movie, period.
Really? The Jim Carrey one? I guess there's no other.
No.
Oh, the newer one. There's a newer one, right?
Nope. The 1966. Chuck Jones directed.
Chuck Jones one,
I guess I didn't think about that being a movie. I think of that being a TV special.
I mean, it is, but like it's still, I watch it every single year, at least once. And I love that song, but when I heard the Small Town Titans cover of it, it just it blew my mind. His voice is so great because he takes a pretty simple like song style and just goes places with it. He has so much fun. And so that's another one I listen to a lot this time of year.
Chuck Jones, I don't know if I ever said this on the show, but Chuck Jones, if I have a short list of like heroes, Chuck Jones is like number two or three. He's way up there.
Big time.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was something I talked about a lot on the show was, you know, I knew it was Chuck Jones from like, I want to say I was 10 or 12 by the time I figured out it was him doing it because I watched so many Chuck Jones Looney Tunes cartoons growing up.
Yeah, I even like the weird run he did on Tom and Jerry, which are weird, but a lot of people hate them, but I like that stuff. I thought that those were great. They're weird as hell, though. Very different.
Yeah, Thurl Ravenscroft, the vocals for the one in the Dr. Seuss, the animated thing. The guy, the voice of Tony the Tiger singing You're a Mean One.
Oh, really?
Grinch. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Also, the greatest name in the history of humanity.
It really is. Ravenscroft. I would love to be known as Thurl Ravenscroft.
Yeah.
And he's also the, I think, the leftmost bust when you ride Disneyland Haunted Mansion, the singing statues. I believe the far left one is Thurl Ravenscroft.
Wow.
Oh, nice.
Nice. Yeah. Well, there you go. Brian, you win. You're the big winner today.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Well,
I think I just got one right, but
but you did it nonetheless.
Sometimes that's all you need.
Yeah. Sometimes it's all it takes is one right answer.
Exactly.
I love doing these. These are super fun. Make sure you tell people where they can get your awesome shows and stuff, man.
Easiest place to find them all is go to tvstravis.com. I have links for everything there. They're available anywhere you get podcasts, but I name things terribly, so it's just easier to go there and find it.
Nice. I love it. Go look for it, find it, listen to it, and enjoy it because it's there for you. All right, everybody. TV's Travis. Have a fantastic Christmas, and we'll see you in January. Bye. Yep. Next year, that whole joke people do. See you next year. All right, we're done. Live Word on the Street today at noon. Check that out. It'll be right here at all the usual channels. If anyone in the chat is interested in being here, if you're listening to this later, we do it once a month, usually right around this time of the month, and we do it at noon. it'll be great. We're having not only Greg, but we're having two of his colleagues on, Lisa Onion. I'm not sure how you say her last name. We'll find out. Onion, I think is right.
It's also, onion. Isn't it just pronounced onion?
Maybe, and I guess I'll find out when I meet her. I get to see them just about 20 minutes before we start. But also, Christina Swanenberg, she's VP of product over there. They're going to both be a part of it. We're going to talk about prototyping today, what it takes to do that in the games business. It's going to be fun. So check that out. If you want just the podcast, you can check that out at frogpants.com/street. And I think that's everything. I'd like to thank our patrons, though, for helping this show stay afloat. And if you would like to be a part of what floats our boat, hop on over to patreon.com/TMS today and become a patron. You'll never get ads. You'll get pre-show content every week, or day, rather. You'll get couch parties on the weekend, play dates once a month, art in the mail, and other great monthly benefits. Just go sign up today at patreon.com/TMS. Brian, let's get out of here with some music. Do you have some?
I do. It's by a band called Brown Sabbath. Greg from Texas wrote in and said, I love this version. We don't get enough Sabbath on the show. LOL. Probably right about that. Mm. We do need to do something about that. Here is Iron Man by the Black Sabbath instrumental brass cover band Brown Sabbath from their album Brownout Presents Brown Sabbath from 2014. Oh, here is Lord. Iron Man.
I don't know what to make of all those names. This is amazing. All right. There you go. We'll be back tomorrow. We were going to be gone, but remember, we're not. We're here tomorrow. All right. We got recommendals and Tom and all that shiz tomorrow. So show up for that. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you then.
Frogpants.com. Eskimo.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.